Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
Look, sometimes you get interviews and you start with very generic, obvious questions to get it going, and sometimes I think it makes sense, other times not so much. I think this is the instance where I have to fall into the former rather than the latter here. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports national college football writer. You can find him on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. He's got a great article up about the players wanting college football to go on, but the risks involved and how it's above, you know, where they're at right now to make these decisions. He joins us now. He's a very busy guy. So, Dennis, thanks so much for hopping on with us in Portland for a few minutes. I will just start with the very obvious. I don't know what to say. Where are we at right now in college football?
Whoops, I lost you.
Oh, you got us? Dennis, you got me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, there we go.
I
was just going to start with what is the latest that we know about with college football, because it feels like there's five different directions it's going right now.
Yeah, I mean, there was a report today that the Big Ten has voted to cancel football for 2020. That may end up eventually being true, but it's not now. The presidents and chancellors will meet tonight at 6 Eastern time, and something may or may not come out of that. And then we'll just have to see the reaction on the other three, the ACC, SEC, and Big 12. I know at least two of those really want to play. I don't think right now, as we stand here, this is necessarily everything's going away. Mm. If one or two of these conferences can find health officials and will rationalize them playing football, which no one's done yet, then we may have a season involving two or three conferences.
Yeah, how does that work? I mean, that was honestly going to be my first question to you: is what would a season look like with a couple of conferences, and are there any liability issues there? Like, if you have some that are saying this is almost like the problem we're in now, the MAC cancels, and it's like, well, if it's not safe for the MAC, then why is it safe for the Big Ten? How would that work and play out if you have, say, the SEC and the ACC playing, but everybody else sitting out?
Did we lose him?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
He keeps dropping out. He's dropping out. I think I got your question, though. But that's the reason they've done basically conference games only. They can play within themselves. If they lose a non-conference game, they lose a non-conference game. And but at that point, it's satisfying inventory. Yeah. I think the number is the Big 12's inventory with its rights holders is 57 games. Their 9+1 schedule gives them 56 games. So they get pretty close to the number they need to give to ESPN and Fox to satisfy the money they've paid them. And I know that sounds kind of crass, but that's what this.
Russ, can you just hang up and give him a call right back, see if we can get him back on? Maybe we'll just get a better connection. Hey, Dennis, can you hear us?
Well, that didn't go too well. That kind of sums up the landscape of college football right now, doesn't it? It's working. No, it's not working. The conference is playing. No, they're not playing. It's canceled. It's back. It's not back.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
Man, I just wanted an answer. That's all I was going for.
I don't see how that works out. And maybe he ends up being right and that's the way it looks. How it would look if you have two major conferences playing and nobody else playing.
It's going to be a season that doesn't matter to people. It will to those fan bases.
And he is pointing out validly, I mean, these conferences are viewing this, and this is, again, highlighting the issue. This is a purely financial decision. They are going to play college football if they do. because they want to make money, because they need the TV revenue, which just shines a light on how weird it is with amateurism and are these athletes, do they have voices, a seat at the table, all that. It's just a weird situation.
All right, I think we got him again, so we'll try it one more time. Dennis Dodd, yeah. CBS Sports, is joining us again here. All right, Dennis, so sorry about that. You started to cut off a little bit there at the tail end, so I'll let you just dive back in again.
I forgot what we were talking about.
It was basically on some conferences playing and some conferences not playing this year.
Yeah.
Well, it's possible because I Greg Sankey kind of said this 2 or 3 months ago on a radio show. The question was, do you think all the conferences have to start aligned for there to be football? They said, no, I don't think that necessarily has to happen. Well, that to me said, in that moment, well, the rest of y'all can do whatever you want. The SEC is going to play football. I don't think it's that simple, but I think that's the mindset, that they really, really want to play. They really want to find a reason to play. So if your health officials can find you a way and portray some sort of future vision where players aren't going to be infected, then I think they can go. I mean, I think right now the Big 12 and SEC want to go. I think the ACC is on the fence. And we'll see what the Big 10 does. You know, the Big 10 shutters, and I think that puts a lot of pressure on those other three.
Yeah. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports, here is our guest. He's got a great article up at CBSSports.com right now on the main page. Go give him a follow on Twitter, of course, on at Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. Well, you know, you've had some backlash in the Big Ten because of the report that they were going to cancel. And now, as you mentioned, they're not so sure about that as much. But there are people coming out within the Big Ten conferences. James Franklin is one of them. There's an assistant from Ohio State. Players are speaking out publicly that they want to play. Scott Frost is doing a presser, or just did a presser, Dennis, where it sounds like he's openly discussing Nebraska leaving the Big Ten for a year to do an independent thing. Do you think when we get out of this, and whether that's a season or no season, are we going to have grand, just ginormous change in realignment potentially in college football from this?
I don't. I think this is an afternoon of people with too much time on their hands on Twitter. I was brought up to me yesterday, the commissioner of the Big 12, Bob Bowlby, said, yeah, I heard we're getting Ohio State, Michigan, and all these teams going to play with them this season. And he laughed and he said, I think I'd be first to know if we were going to expand. And I said, yeah, I was hearing the same thing. We had a big laugh over it. I mean, it doesn't make sense. What economic sense does it make to the SEC bringing more teams in and having to share the money? They can play a season. You know, we see that now. They've already modeled that. They can play 8 games. If they lose, or 10 games. If they lose a non-conference game, so what? They still have those 10 games that they can have within their conference and keep all that money. So I don't think there's anything to this stuff. There's no impetus for realignment.
Well, one, I think, lasting impact, I am curious to see where it goes, is these player movements. It started in the Pac-12, you know, a week and a half ago. The Big Ten followed suit. Now everybody seems united. You know, Trevor Lawrence kind of spearheading it a little bit, and everybody's tweeting out this, you know, we're united, we want to play. Where do you think, whether there's a season or not, just how does that work long-term in college football? Because they're asking for a seat at the table, essentially asking for a players' union or players' association. Just how do you see that playing long-term?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a concern of the president. I think long-term that was going to be a concern anyway. But this, you know, this thing in the moment, by the way, where was this a month ago? Is it just because it looks like the season's going to be canceled? And where's the news when a player says, I want to play? Of course you want to play. I want to write. I don't want to lose my job. You know, where's the news there? I don't know if we should be guided. And it's okay to think of these things as being cut true. You know, the players can organize. They can decide what they want. They can negotiate. But it can also be too dangerous to play. Those two things can be true at the same time without conflating them. Mm-hmm. So I wrote it on in my column today. I said, you know, the same reason that the players, you know, shouldn't be guiding this is the same reason you don't let a child drive a car. It's too dangerous right now. Mm-hmm. The numbers haven't changed much since March. Overall, there are profound concerns now in the college community about the effect it has on the heart. And if you had, college is different, guys. It's different. If you had one player, one staff member hospitalized, I think they'd shut it down.
Yeah.
I think they'd keep going like the Cardinals in baseball. I think they'd shut it down.
Yeah, I think they would too as well. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. Go read that article. It's really good. CBSSports.com. It's about the perspective that Trevor Lawrence, who obviously sent out that tweet saying that they want to play and the reasons they want to play. And Dennis, as he just said, pointing out it's not that simple right now. So conferences are going to have to figure out their own S, maybe come together and figure something out. Dennis Dodd can be found on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. Dennis, you know, we always appreciate the time up here in Portland, man. And thank you so much. Keep up the great coverage, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.